The house that I was born in was about 2 foot, about 3 foot off the ground, I guess. And water come right up underneath the floor. So we'd go outside and swim and paddle a few rigs around outside.
Wasn't there a lot of snakes around? Was it dangerous?
No, it wasn't. We didn't have too many snakes. They had a few snakes in the water. Now this over here never did go underwater, but that old bar went underwater.
Okay.
Across the bayou.
That bayou is?
That's the bayou right in front of you. Real estate bayou.
Real estate
bayou. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But this ridge here never did go under. It was under the high waters. 1912 or 2071 went under. You see, we, in 27, we brought all our cattle and stuff to the river. We brought them over to Chamberlain. We run them over to Chamberlain. My dad and they got together and they brought them, they drove them all through the woods. Well, right down to Louisiana Central and drove them to Chamberlain and put them on the levee, on the Mississippi levee. Because the Mississippi levee, wasn't, they wasn't afraid of it breaking. They were afraid the Choplai, which is the one that Red Cross was going to break, see, which it was.
Oh.
So they knew it wasn't going to break, it was going to break over here. So they brought the cattle to Chamberlain. All the horses and stuff over there, that's where they, and after the water went, but went over there and got them and brought them back. They had to pay, I don't know where it was, it wasn't very much, there was somebody over there, some, probably some government or some kind of deal they had that they had to pay so much to keep the cattle and stuff over there.
Yes, sir.
But they did lose a lot of cattle because they lost them going over there, and they lost them coming back, and they lost them over there after they was over there, they lost a lot of them. I don't know, I guess they had a lot of outlaws at that time picking up so much that they could pick up what they wanted, you know.
Yeah.
But they took turn about staying with them, you know, they take turn about staying with them.
Was there a place where you would keep the cattle, keep them out of the rain or out of the weather?
Mm-mm.
They were tough, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, the cattle never did, we never did. You take the day, they don't ever put the cattle, they don't keep cattle out of the weather except racist stuff here. Yeah. All your cattle out here today is all in the pastures and stuff, they're just tough. That trough,
yeah.
That feed trough where they keep them raining in the feed trough, but that's all. You don't have no barns for them. But all I can tell you about that.
You kept your chickens in
a,
where?
Well, we had regular chicken houses for chickens. Mm.
Little babies for brooders?
Yeah, we had brooders and stuff. We'd buy a lot of them. We had an incubator, and we took our own eggs and stuff, set them, checked for fertile, and hatch out our beaters and all that. I mean, we had...
you check the eggs to see if they were...
Fertile, yeah. Hold them to the light and see if they were fertile.
You raise cotton. Tell me about how y'all would raise cotton. Can you tell me about that?
Just like you raise it today. The only thing you use, team, horses, mule.
Two would be a...
Huh?
They use a pair, two?
Two, yeah. Well, use two, and then a lot of time when you got up, after you got up a little bit and you want to work the middle of the road, you use a single, with a single plow or something like that, one single mule or something like that. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever plow?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh. What'd you break ground with in the spring?
Well, we used middle busters to start off with, and then we used single plows or something like that afterwards.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have two horses when you used the middle busters?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And depending where you was at, you used two or four. If it was real hard and it was a lot of, as much as four, if it was, depending on the conditions of your ground and so forth.
What kind of soil did you
have? We got good sandy soil, but where your soil had been worked and it was well maintained, too. Any team of two would middle bust any your land around you, except when you're doing new land or something like that, where you hit stumps and roots and